Welcome back, Professor Lyle White. How are you?
Good. Very well in yourself, Rafilwe. Did you have a break or did you manage that?
I did have a break. Just 2 weeks, just chilling at home mostly. How about yourself?
Yeah, very good. I also took a break and I could see that you delved deep into the happenings of the royal family.
I mean,
somebody's staying on the beat.
I mean, can you imagine? Like, this is what I'm doing with my hourly rates, is digging into like the financial affairs of like the. But at the end of the day, I suppose as a member of the Commonwealth, I should be looking at what's happening to all the money that they manage to earn from our countries.
Or maybe just like stand through an hourglass, but it's a fantastic thing to look at.
Exactly. All right, let's talk about the US backing Brazil for OECD membership.
Yeah, very interesting. And admittedly, this is more politicking going on because we've seen a change of administration in Argentina at the end of last year.
Right.
And obviously, a year into the leadership of the right wing Jair Bolsonaro, who we talk about frequently on your show, the United States changed its stance to support Brazil's bid to join the OECD, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development countries. It's a club of countries. And this is ahead of Argentina. And this was welcomed by the Brazilian government for obvious reasons. It is a win for the far-right President Jair Bolsonaro, a longtime admirer of U.S. President Donald Trump, who has sought closer ties with Washington since he came to office last year. Now, in Latin America, incidentally, there are only two countries at this stage, Chile and Mexico, that are part of this club of richer countries, I would say. And then Colombia is on track to join in soon. And obviously now with the support of the United States, perhaps Brazil as well.
Interesting stuff. Well, we can see the partnerships that he's definitely making across the world. Let's talk about Venezuela for a moment.
Yeah, Venezuela has been pretty much off the beat, if you like, off the front page headline. But interesting, a couple of developments over the last week or two, which we should note. Last week, Tuesday, the supporters of opposition leader Juan Guaido, they stormed the National Assembly building in Caracas, swearing in the president, Maduro's adversary. So Guaido is now, he was sworn in as in his second term as congressional speaker. And this came just 2 days after a pro-Maduro congressman, just a reminder, Maduro is obviously the president or the de facto president in Venezuela at the moment.
Right.
And the pro-Maduro, Luis Parra, he himself was sworn in as the speaker of the National Assembly. And while Guaido and his supporters were prevented from entering the building during that swearing in. So just to sum up, really, and it's quite interesting, Venezuela is now the only country in the world to have two presidents and two heads of legislature. It's quite an amazing thing.
It is.
Interestingly, and just to remind people out there, Venezuela's an interesting case because there are over 50 countries around the world, including Brazil and the United States, that recognize Juan Guaido as the rightful president of Venezuela. But even despite that, his influence in Venezuela is seriously sputtering along now. And I saw last week in the Washington Post that Maduro gave an interview suggesting that the so-called coup attempt to get him out of power has not worked. So he is asking to open up talks with the United States, which will be to their benefit. So it's going to be quite an interesting one. Venezuela, the worst performing economy in the world in 2019, shrank by more than 35% over the course of last year.
And hyperinflation as well. I mean, just hectic.
Yeah,
plunged into darkness for many days at a time. Just very difficult to be having these kinds of political fights as well. And then let's head back to Brazil with respect to AI.
Yeah, so a nice good news story as well, and something that we can look at closely, as we always do with Brazil.
Yes.
The AI Readiness Index 2019, this is released by Oxford Insights. Brazil was ranked 40 out of 192 countries, which is a sign that the South American powerhouse is moving up in the AI world. The study found that during the last 4 years, Brazil has shifted into high gear as one of the top five countries in the world with the fastest growth in AI hiring. Wow. Now, one area that is particularly ripe for AI innovation is in financial services. And this is where, looking at the story, I thought of us here in South Africa and all these dramatic changes that are underway with the drive by people like Michael Jordan and the rest. And it's interesting the way it came about because this followed actually these financial services companies in Brazil followed major banking crashes in the 1980s and 1990s. And this forced financial tech companies to create so-called workarounds to the many bureaucratic hurdles and the old ways of doing things And they are now booming in Brazil because they've had this this growth. Other fast growth sectors, incidentally, that AI is redefining in Brazil include e-commerce, on-demand delivery, logistics, and digital media and entertainment. The Brazilian government has also come to the party. They have announced the creation of an AI R&D network of 8 labs across the country. So it's real tangibles that are coming to the fore around the strategic strategic discussion of AI readiness and the fourth industrial revolution.
Is this something that preceded Bolsonaro, or do you think you can attribute it to him as well?
Good question. Because he'll obviously take credit for this. And to his credit, he has really pushed this. But this was something that was in place. A few years ago, and this is interesting, some South African companies have invested in some of these fintech companies in Brazil. So watch the space, because they've actually benefited enormously from this. But a few years ago, we actually visited a number of these companies that were building platforms and those. And this dates back 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
So I think what's happening now is they're in that readiness stream, and that's why it's quite exciting. But policy around Bolsonaro has made it even, always accelerated this process. So that's one area that he might be able to take some credit for.
All right. Well, that's not bad. Professor Lau White, always a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for these insights on South America. We'll keep a very close eye on the U.S.'s backing of Brazil for OECD. I'm sure it would be a boon to their economy.
Thank you very much.